Welcome to the Night Pod Cometh, where we talk about the legendary FXX show. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I am Jamie G. Esquire the Fifth, a goddamn five-star man, and I'm here with my co-host Magnum Mills to talk about some of our favorite supporting characters from this awesome show.
Thank you, sir. I am Magnum Mills, and I want to remind you all that Dennis Haskins, Principal Belding from Saved by the Bell, did in fact guest star on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia once upon a time. And this is the Night Pod Cometh. Find us wherever you get your pods. Just search for Night Pod Cometh. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the good ones. We're there. Find us on social media at Night Pod Cometh. And you can find our YouTube channel at JoeBlowFootballShow.com. If you could, please take 8 to 12 seconds. Like the video. Rate the podcast. Follow, comment, subscribe. Just do one of those things. Helps us out a ton because it helps other people find the show. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Earn yourself some Patty's Bucks.
Gotta love the Patty's Bucks. And let's just get it out of the way. We are a full spoiler show. We're going to spoil the shit out of everything. Everything associated with Sunny. All episodes, podcasts, interviews, all the like. They're fair game here. This is your first and final warning.
All right, man. I'm very excited to do this. This is going to be one of the fun ones. Like, you know, who Mantis Toboggan would invite to hang out at Patty's Pub. We've compiled some data, as you do, about the various Sunny supporting characters. And I think next, what we really need to do is just figure out who we'd like to see again.
You sent me a spreadsheet with 58 characters and a bunch of information. I think we need some structure here, Mills.
I mean, who doesn't need some structure? Let's just start out, you know, by seniority. There are six characters who have appeared on the show at least 11 times who aren't the members of the gang. We've got the waitress up top with 36 appearances, Cricket with 24 appearances, Artemis with 17 appearances, Charlie's mom with 15 appearances, Mrs. Mack with 13 appearances, and Bill Ponderosa with 11 appearances. So, Jamie G, we've got those six characters. Let's find our five-star people. Jamie G, take the six characters, rank your top five from five-star to one-star. One star is the worst. Five stars, the golden god. Start with the one star. Build up to the climax.
Oh, I like it. It's going to do a bit of edging here, and then we'll get there. My zero star here is Charlie's mom, and there's not. She is what she is. There's really no, you know, rhyme or reason to it. I just put her there because she's just not as impactful as my one star, and that's Mrs. Mack. Mrs. Mack has more of a presence. She's very difficult to be around. I just can't imagine what she must smell like. Her constant chain smoking and just manliness about her is just put her on the edge over Charlie's mom. I mean, don't get me wrong. Charlie's mom is, you know, she gets around, but Mrs. Mack was my one star.
I will say Mrs. Mack wins because she had the funnier bit back when Dennis was trying to like get revenge on Mack for sleeping with his mom. So Dennis tried to sleep with Mrs. Mack and she turned him down flat.
Don't fight it, Mrs. Mack. Why don't we go inside and have a little fun?
Don't find you attractive.
What?
I think you're an ugly man.
I still think that's the funniest bit from either of the moms, so I think that's a good tiebreaker, just saying.
You know what? Duly noted, and I agree with you 100%. Second star here is going to go to the waitress. And look, the waitress isn't like totally the worst, but she kind of is, but she plays the part really well. And hey, it's Mrs. Kelly, so she can do whatever she wants. But I got her at the second star there. Third star is Artemis, dude. And this is where it started getting a little bit trickier for me because these final three are amazing. Artemis is great, dude. Artemis can steal a show, steal an episode. Like she literally can. She's fantastic. I love her character. I put her there.
I'm Artemis. I'm Dee's friend.
Trapped.
I know, but I can help. Crawl into my mouth.
I don't think I can fit.
Sure you will. Just go one leg at a time.
Four star, I had to put Cricket. Cricket's, look, man, he's Cricket. The character development of Cricket throughout the Always Sunny universe is absolutely, it may be one of the best arches of any character in this show. Like, legit. I mean, I just love what they've done with Cricket. And every time he shows up, it's worse and more grimy and the craziest, terriblest things you can think of. Love you, Cricket. You're number four. But I had to give my five-star, my golden god, my five-star man to my guy, Pondy, because god damn it, Pondy's the coolest. He's just the absolute coolest. Bring him back. 11 is way too low. We have to get more Pondy in our lives. Any kind of adventure with Pondy is one that I'm there for, man. So Pondy, you're the coolest.
I would legit be there for like a Pondy standalone episode where like you just see the gang for a couple of seconds or whatever. Basically, we're just the rest of the gang just shows up like at the very beginning and the very end or something. Like how they kind of did in the zombie season a little bit when they had to fill time out. But I believe he's the dad on Young Sheldon, so probably got to wait till that one's over. But who knows? Maybe Sonny will run long enough. And, you know, let's just save some time for the audience, some time for the producers, because Jamie G, we're both incredibly intelligent and awesome because we picked the exact same rankings. I will say I have three tiers here. I think the low tier is Charlie's mom, Mrs. Mack, and the waitress. Then I put Artemis and Cricket in the same tier. And then Pondy in the god tier, in the five-star tier, by himself.
Pondy, I need the car. Solo.
Roger, Dodger. I'll just drop myself off at the roller rink, you know? Get some strange. Hop in, baby.
Pondy is the coolest.
I think that's pretty fair. If you're going to do it real proper ranking style. So that was, we did a little five-star men, five-star woman, five-star people there. So let's move on from that and look at the characters who appeared in less than 11 episodes, but more than two. There are 17 of these characters. You have Uncle Jack, Mac's dad, Liam McPoyle, Ryan McPoyle, the waiter, Ben the soldier, the lawyer, Rex, Margaret McPoyle, Z, Carmen, Principal McIntyre, Wang, Jackie DiNardo, Jeffrey Owens, Gail the Snail, an old man. Jamie G, there's 17 supporting characters. Just give me the five that you'd be most excited to see again. You don't have to rank them. Just give me the five you'd most enjoy seeing again.
I definitely will. But before I do, I got to say honorable mention goes to old man. He was so close to making the cut. I just couldn't squeeze him in there. Love you, old man. Five's just not enough.
Couldn't squeeze him in the California King? What the hell, man?
I couldn't squeeze him in the California King.
How do they all sleep? I'm still unclear about how they all sleep in the bed.
It's really a jigsaw puzzle. But my five, shout out old man. You'd be in there if I had room for six. Look, man, Uncle Jack and his hands for sure. Uncle Jack is one of my favorite characters on the show. Every time he shows up, it's hilarious. I want to see a little bit more of Mac's dad. And the reason why is because I think they can go places with the storyline there. Look, we watched them go to, you know, Ireland chasing, you know, Charlie's potential dad. Right. So, I mean, I think it's cool. They could do something with Mac's dad and maybe not travel off set, but maybe go to a deeper spot with character development and just kind of incorporate him and the fear and, you know, was he really a murderer and how maybe he's gay too. Like they could just do a lot there. And I think it would be cool. I'm a big fan of the lawyer. Always have been. I love the banter back and forth. So got to see him come back. Shout out Jeffrey Owens, dude. I mean, I was trying to think about what character he could come back as. You know, we've seen him as Tiger Woods, Donovan McNabb. Like, could he come back as Jalen Hurts? Like, you know, I don't know. Like, I would love to see him do it. Like, you know, or come back as, you know, as like, you know, a current member of the Eagles or maybe, you know, maybe he gets the beard and he comes as James Harden. That could be hilarious. So, you know, he shows up with just a pocket full of singles and he's James Harden. I think I like that. So give me some Jeffrey Owens. And then last but not least, you got to have Gail the Snail. I mean, am I right?
You have to have Salt. We have to make sure we have the Salt first if we're going to have Gail the Snail. But yeah, I very much agree with what you said. In fact, we overlap on three. And shout out Jeffrey Owens. I was there for the James Harden thing, but I actually think it'd be funnier if he just did Joel Embiid, despite being like at least a foot and a half shorter. I just think that would be just funnier because of the optics of it. Yeah. Also doubled up on the lawyer. The lawyer is the one, I don't know if the actor's doing something or whatever. That's probably the guy that surprises me the most that they haven't had on since, I think, season 11, I think. So it's been a minute. And also Mac's dad, he is definitely my favorite of the non-Frank parental figures. And Archer, Dennis's mom might actually be second at this point. So very interesting there. I love Mac's dad. We differed in two spots, and I cheated a little bit here. I put Liam and Ryan McCoyle together because they've only ever shown up as a pair. So I feel you could put them as a pair. Jimmy Smith, come on. Spoiler, but Westworld has been canceled. Come on, man. You can get come back for one here. And obviously. Jackie DiNardo, dude. How do you not have Jackie? That's endgame for Dennis. Like, for the show to end on a happy ending, I feel he has to marry Jackie DiNardo for real. Or at least, like, add her to his collection or whatever he does.
There's got to be a videotape in there, for sure. Yes, shout out Jackie DiNardo. I think that we could just 5 seconds of just watching Jackie DiNardo, like, run.
Theme music. The woman has her own theme music.
Yeah, she deserves to be on there. Good call. Where do we go from here, Mills? The two first?
I think we do go to the two first, man. There are 8 supporting characters who have appeared exactly twice on Sunny. You have Bruce Mathis, Schmitty, Ingrid Nelson, Peppa Jack, random guy who was the guy from the gas crisis where they lit his car on fire and everything, played by Zach Knighton. Look, Kevin. Bobby Ponderosa, that's Pondy's son, and Pappy McPoyle, famously played by Guillermo del Toro. Jamie G, give me the top 4 of these characters that you'd like to see again.
Man, feels like I'm going first every time here. How about you go first for once, Mills? I mean, you're just piling me up here.
Fair enough, dude. First up, random guy, dude. Zach Knighton, he came back for the Squashes the Beef episode really randomly because they accidentally invited him instead of Bruce Mathis. I would love for, like, again, like you could do, like, a really random side story with him and, like, explain, like, how the gang screwed up his life and everything like that. I think that would be a good one. Number 2, Pepper Jack. He had a long time between appearances, but he really shined there in Lethal Weapon 7 and whatnot. So, and he loves Fraggle Rock. Got to bring Pepper Jack back. And Ingrid Nelson, not just because she's Fatty Magoo, but she's Judy Greer. Love Judy Greer. Would love to see her come back again. And Bruce Mathis, actor I think is not really acting anymore. Not sure how we'd pull it off, but it's Sunny. They can make it happen. I actually have rewatched some of those earlier seasons, and he didn't, you know, again, only twice. I would have thought he appeared 4 or 5 times. It was only twice, and he was awesome both times because he could kind of, you know, he was actually a good person, right? Like one of the few actual good people that ever come into the orbit of the gang, and even way better than their mom, like who was definitely just like her children and Frank. So, all right, Jamie G, I think I set the bar kind of high there. Beat that baby with your top 4.
Man, it's going to be tough to do, but we are similar here. We've got 2 overlaps. I, too, want to see more Pepper Jack. Pepper Jack, we could have a standalone episode of Pepper Jack, honestly, where we're just a featuring Pepper Jack. I mean, it's love Pepper Jack, want him in there. I also took Bruce Mathis. Again, to your point, it was nice to have like a morally sound, good person wanting to do the right thing in the world, and how that clashes with the gang and just how terrible of human beings they are really works.
But he was also willing to mess with like Frank and Dee and everything and like absolutely. Make it pretend they were like all the way to get married and everything. Like he was absolutely. Also willing to push him too. So
he played along to try to teach a lesson, then finally just gave up at it. I mean, yes, I think it works really well. Would love to see him come back. Dude, I'm a big Lil Kevin guy. I thought Lil Kevin was great. That episode kind of was hilarious. Like where they went with it, they took something again that you can't joke about with a developmental disability, and they made it absolutely hilarious. And Lil Kevin could spit, dude. I'm down for a Lil Kevin, you know, he's
mixtape dude, like the gravy train is leaving.
He's doing the mic night at, you know, at
they need to bring it back, dude. They need to bring open mic back to Patty's.
Yeah, bring open mic back and let Lil Kevin be the MC. I'm down for that. And then I had Pappy McPoyle. I like the mystery surrounding old Pappy. I like the McPoyle gang and all the weirdness of it. It's kind of like this like roadshow circus that shows up. And yeah, I'd like to see a little bit more Pappy.
You just want to bring Royal McPoyle the bird back. That's all you're
I do
to
want
do
to bring
is,
Royal McPoyle.
Yeah, I mean, you're Esquire.
He's under the hat, dude.
Yeah, you're trying to bring the bird law into it. I see what you're doing, man. I see what you're doing.
He knows bird law.
Yeah, I guess given how we've done this, it makes sense to finish off with the onesies. And there are a ton of characters, obviously, over the years that have appeared in only one episode. What we did here, narrowed it down to 27. We each ranked 15. Going to give you our top 10. And Jamie G, was this overwhelming to you? Was it any real tough kind of leave offs here?
It was pretty tough, Magnum Mills. I felt like I had to leave off some quality folks, but you know, you're the math guy, man. So you average our rankings, and I think we agreed to give our top 10 here. So show me what we're working with. I'm excited about this one.
All right, cue up the mystical here, and a little bit of shout out to Dancing Guy, didn't make it. Tatiana didn't make it. Ryan Howard, Chase Utley didn't make it. Rotten Bird, D's fake agent didn't make it. Art Sloan from the Gang Reignites Rivalry didn't make it. You know, a lot of people, Josh Groban didn't make it. My mother is going to be very upset. Josh Groban didn't make it. But there were, and Principal Belding also did not make it. So Dennis Haskins, you didn't get there. So that was kind of the honorable mention. We're going to do it Drake style, starting from the bottom. And what we had was a two-way tie for ninth between Dr. Jinx, played by P. Diddy, and Eugene, who was the villain in the Christmas episode. We both enjoyed them. Anything about either of those guys, Jamie G?
Dude, I think Dr. Jinx is hilarious. I love kind of this witch doctor type thing he's got going on where he's just like...
He's a landscaper, though. He's a landscaper at the end.
Yeah, you know, I think that was
a janitor even. Was he a janitor? I forget, but he was spraying the bug spray.
He was spraying the bug spray.
He did it on the base, though.
He was self-diagnosing and then treating with ancient herbal Western medicine, you know, far Eastern medicine, I should say. So, yeah, big fan of Dr. Jinx. Would love to get him back in the scene somehow. And Eugene was just great. I mean, again, it was in an incredible episode with the Christmas special. But, you know, I would like to kind of figure out a way to work Eugene back into.
Absolutely. In eighth, we had Reggie, who was played by Lance Reddick. That's in the Frank's Brother episode. Kind of a divisive episode, but I just absolutely love Lance Reddick. And I thought Reggie was awesome, how he kept getting screwed over and he kept going back to jail. And that's why I couldn't be with Shin Dynasty, because the goddamn Reynolds brothers kept sending him to jail. Thought that was great. At seventh was one we both kind of had in the middle of that kind of back end of the top 10 there. That's Richard Grieco, dude. Do you really want to do a Grieco thing again?
I mean, the reason why I had him as low as it was is, could we do a Grieco thing again? And the answer is, I think we could. I think they could do a Grieco thing again, and I don't think it would be overplayed. They can't obviously do it all the time, but I think there's room for one more Grieco thing, and I think it would be pretty cool. I don't know if maybe Charlie goes all in on it or not. Maybe it's somebody else.
Charlie has to go all in. You have to have Charlie doing his Grieco, and that becomes like a whole viral thing or something like that. Yeah. But I think Charlie doing the Grieco would have to be a big part of it, and then you couldn't redo the rest of the other parts. But I think if Charlie like went into doing a Grieco thing again, and that somehow brought Grieco back into it, I think that would work.
Maybe we'll do a Grieco thing. We'll find out.
Maybe. Stay tuned. There's another pod coming. At six, we have Coach, and that's played by Faison Love, and the Gang Gets Invincible. Just thought he was great. And again, with the Eagles being in the Super Bowl, you know, perhaps you could work him in there somehow or something like that. Think that would be fun. We both really enjoyed that episode and the character, given the speech, and he could be there with Jeffrey Owens. Maybe we get a little bit of twofer there. Kill the two birds with one stone, and then, you know, figure out if it's okay via bird law. In fifth, we have Scott Bakula. He was there, and the gang turns black. That was just fun. At the end of the episode, he turned black, and we never found out what happened, right? We need to understand what happened to Bakula, who stole his leap. I'm just there for that, I think. And they just rebooted Quantum Leap, so it could work, I feel.
Could work, man. There's the stars are aligning to get Bakula back, dude. Big fan of the Bakula.
Good hashtag right there too. Bring back bring back Bakula. Bring back Bakula. In fourth, we had Lyle Corman. This is the newspaper critic played by Fisher Stevens, who called Patty's Pub the worst bar in Philadelphia. They kidnapped him and everything. I think it would be awesome to have him come back and like review the bar again and call it still the worst bar in Philadelphia or whatever. I just think that'd be a fun one. And that was a random, like, no Frank episode. So maybe, like, kind of how Frank wasn't involved with making Charlie McDennis, maybe this time, like, Frank kidnaps him because he wants to, like, do the thing or something because he didn't get to do it before.
Yeah, I think Lyle Corman's a great actor in a bunch of stuff and works really well in this one. And, you know, he just his snide commentary and just understand, like, slow realization of just how horrible these people really are worked well. Would love to see the interaction with Frank. I think that would be a great episode, Magnum Mills. Make it so, Sonny. Make it so.
All right. And then we have to go down to second because we had a two-way tie here between a pair of pretty random characters. First up, we had Roxy. This was the Frank's favorite prostitute who he tried to marry in Frank Reynolds' Pretty Woman. And she died on the show, but this is Sonny. If they wanted to bring her back, they could bring her back. I mean, look at Poppins, comes back all the time. She could have a twin or something, or she faked her death. Who knows? And then the second one was even more interesting, and it's Chris, the young basketball player from The Gang Gives Back, when they have to coach the youth basketball teams, and Chris is the good one that Frank tries to bribe with a bike and everything. The actual actor is, like, in his late 20s now. I just think it would be hysterical to somehow tie it back. Maybe he's on the Sixers or something like that. I just feel like thematically, there's so much ground there, right? It takes him and he's like, wait, are you the crazy people? Because remember, Dee was dressed up like Pat Summitt or whatever, and the whole orange thing, and they're all, then Charlie got drunk and became the, that's an underrated episode.
They had the pins in the thing, and the, you know, they bribed him with the bike. I mean, yeah, it was, you know, they had box cutters and stuff out
like
there.
He goes away and becomes a good person, like a real professional athlete and good person. That he, like, they realize it's him and try to, like, use him to get Sixers tickets or something. Like, I don't know. Now I'm pitching at this point, but I'd like to see Chris come back.
That would work. And yeah, and shout out to Roxy too. She was great. And you know what, dude, no one can take away banging whores, you know, from Frank. That's what Frank likes to do. And Roxy was his favorite whore. And so that's I want her. I would love to see her come back, man. And she made Frank so happy, dude.
Okay, this whole thing is blowing my mind. Your life is way more glamorous than what I was picturing.
Yeah. Now, help me dig these crack rocks out of my ass.
Yeah, that could be Endgame, dude. Maybe, like, I don't know if they got maybe Dr. Jinx comes back and brings her back from the dead or something like that. We'll tie it all together, dude. We're tying it all together. I mean, you know, Sonny can only run for another 10 or 12 seasons. I got to start wrapping it up sooner or later. And at number one, we had a unanimous choice. And we've kind of been on the same wavelength all night, but dude, it was John Thundergun, right? Like, eventually now John Thundergun has to meet the gang, right? He has to move, like, off of the, whether it's actually meeting Dolph Lundgren or the gang is in Thundergun or Thundergun becomes real. I don't know, but I don't know. More Thundergun, right?
All the Thundergun, especially if he's hanging Dong. I mean, if he's going to hang Dong, then God, I mean, how could he not be number one?
Yeah. I mean, shout out Bruce Willis. Unfortunately, you know, he just got diagnosed with dementia, but you also hung Dong, brother. So, you know, keeping your, it was very Thundergun of you. Very Thundergun.
Yes. Any other thoughts on the supporting characters here? I think we both have Pondy as our favorite, so no need to beat that dead horse.
I mean, I'll do whatever Pondy says, beat a dead horse, go to the roller rink, whatever. I do think that the show kind of screwed up, maybe botched would be better, a little botched job on some of the supporting characters in the later seasons, especially in the zombie season where they tried to, like, do a whole thing with the waiter that I think kind of burned his character a little. And I always loved the waiter, but I think that didn't just quite work. And again, kind of Mrs. Mack, Charlie's mom, that they overused some of these characters. Gail the Snail actually was probably the one part of the Bugs reboot that worked the best. And I didn't mind Artemis either, but I don't know. That was a little bit hit or miss. I really liked when they kind of can integrate it all together. Do miss Margaret McPoyle and Maureen. Like, killing Maureen might have been a little bit of a mistake because I always liked, especially the whole running thing that Dennis had to keep paying the alimony and then paying for her to transform into a cat. I really enjoyed that. Miss her. Maybe the lawyer. I think the lawyer is the main one. Definitely, we want the lawyer. And him and Uncle Jack getting together again, because you know how Uncle Jack was in, like, awe of him, both for his law prowess and his large hand. So another, like, Uncle Jack lawyer team up. I'm there for that somehow. Or, oh, you know, man. More Rum Ham. Is Rum Ham a supporting character? Because you get more Rum Ham. I'll take more, yeah. Get Frank. He go get the spots, bring the Rum Ham.
Give me all the rum ham, Magna Mills, and give me all of you guys checking out the Night Cop Cometh, because we greatly appreciate that. We love doing these shows and talking about Sonny. Is there a particular episode or topic that you'd like us to talk about? No prob, Bob. Let us know in the comments section of this YouTube video or on our social medias at Night Pod Cometh. Anything else you want to tell the people here?
The fuck is Bob, man? I don't know no Bob. I only know that this is the Night Pod Cometh. Again, on social media at Night Pod Cometh, wherever your pods at Night Pod Cometh, and find the YouTube channel at JoeBlowFootballShow.com. And that's basically it. I think theoretically the next episode we're going to cover is Charlie McDennis 2, Electric Boogaloo. We're getting close to wrapping up season 11. I think we keep putting it off because like the climax is going to be Mac and Dennis move to the suburbs. Very excited. We've already covered a bunch of them on the YouTube channel, on the podcast feed. Check them out. Big fans of season 11 and obviously whatever Sonny does, including all the supporting characters. I'm Magna Mills. He's Jamie G. Thanks again for checking us out. And of course, being a fighter for the Night Pod Cometh.
Oh, wow.
Champion Night of Pondy.
Of the sun.
Oh, wow. Pondy.
Of the sun. Oh, wow.
This has been the Night Pod Cometh, presented by the Joe Blow Football Show. We are in no way associated with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Three Arts Entertainment, RCG Productions, FXP, or FXX. This show is for entertainment purposes only. Any views or opinions expressed here are personal and do not represent those of people, institutions, or organizations who may or may not be associated with the Joe Blow Football Show. If you have any questions, please contact us at nightpodcometh@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Please remember to like, subscribe, and comment.